What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
All right, this evening we have some special guests, Reiki and Kaya from Messiah.
Kia ora.
Now, you guys have been up here and played Fancy New Band before. You guys have been pretty busy over the last couple of years, playing some big festivals, originally from Raglan.
Yeah.
But recent arrivals to Auckland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we just moved up literally at the end of last year. I moved up first with a few of my mates, and then Kaya came up about a few weeks after. And yeah, we came up because Rags was a bit quiet on getting our music out there, and decided to just make the move up to Orcs and kind of push our music a bit further.
Is it a good place to play down there? I feel
it's
kind of like that transient holiday coastal town where there's a lot of people
just with their flowing feet, in.
Like, fancy free. Like, if you've ever lived, I mean, I've lived in a holiday town a couple of times, and it's just like Never Neverland.
Yeah.
Kinda. Like, no one's people are just cruising through, doing what they're doing, don't ask any questions, and party and have a good time.
That's pretty much smack on. It's fun though. Like, in the summer, obviously, that's like when all the gigs and there's a lot of tourists flowing in.
Yeah.
And that's the best time to be in Rags, or like around any beach town or kind of place like that.
I think in saying that too, like, because we're from Raglan and playing in Raglan, it's like all our mates come and support as well, and it's like super fun to like jam out for them as well.
Why did you move up to Auckland? Just change the scene?
Definitely change the scene. Like, it was, it's like Rags is fun. I love Rags.
Yeah.
But we've lived there for
all our lives.
And like, we were just like, oh, where are we going to go? Should we go to Wellies? And then it was like, oh, it's a bit far. And
it's an hour and a half to Auckland. Oh, no, 2 hours, two and a quarter?
About two hours.
New motorway. Yeah. Through,
pretty fast.
Yeah, it's chopped it down a bit, which is sick. But, and our bass player and, our bass player lives up here as well.
He's from Auckland, so
it just makes
it easier. Yeah, Nat makes it easier for us to have a jam and write songs and stuff when we can all do it together as well.
Yeah, well, so those are the main reasons to come up, for sure.
It's been good so far.
Yeah. Rad. Now, the first song you would like to play this evening, what would you like to play? And is there any reasoning behind this particular song?
Do you want to choose?
Maybe yours.
Okay. What song did I say? Oh. Earth, Wind and Fire.
Yep.
Why I chose that song is sonically because I love Earth, Wind and Fire, like tunes. They're like sonically sound as gangster, and like especially their voices and harmonies. And in this song, I reckon it I know it shows their voices off like real well, and that's what we kind of linked our single to as well sonically. I just looked at that song and I was like, all right, I want to make it kind of sound a bit like this and a bit old school.
Was it hard trying to achieve that when you had it in your mind, or you're like, oh nah, I can do that easy?
It was a little hard. I like kind of heard this, I would hear the song or like Keep Your Head to the Sky, and then I was trying to get those high notes because they go really, really freaking high, and so pretty much was just trying to emulate a high as backing vocals for the single. Mumble blabber.
Let's hear it.
Thank you.
Earth, Wind and Fire, as chosen by Reiki and Kaya from Messiah.
Tune?
Originally from Ragland, now based in Auckland, recording some new music, hence why you're in here, because you do have a new track out. Mm. But off air, you were just chatting about the studio visit on the near future, in the near future.
Yeah, so...
You know the dates, actually.
So like last week, or maybe 2 weeks ago, we went out to Ragland for a week and decided to just lock our heads in and write some songs for an album. And we ended up coming out with quite a lot. And next week, we've got 2 weeks of recording at Parachute Studios.
And in Kingsland?
Yeah, in Kingsland. So we'll be recording our new debut album. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a week in Ragland. Yeah. You probably had some ideas and stuff bouncing around for a while, but do you just sort of boil them down over a week and go like, this is what we got, let's go and track it?
Kind of. We actually...
It was our first time actually writing like an album.
Yeah. We
like having a writing session.
Yeah, what do we do? I had three ideas, and then our bandmate, Nat, had a few ideas, but we actually decided to just... not scratch all of them, but just like work on all new ones. So we spent literally like the first 4 days
writing
new songs and trying to just like figure out heaps of different genres and different kind grooves of grooves to just jump that, into that we don't usually do.
I guess we don't like to be contained into one specific genre, mm-hmm. and we all like have our own musical tastes and. So I guess it was just pushing the boundaries of what we could come up with creatively as mm-hmm. a collective as well, and also the narrative that we wanted to kind of talk about in this album as well. So, yeah.
You guys are a newish band. Are there riffs and rhythms that you guys have worked on in a live setting before trying to put it down on an album that you're like, yo, this is going to work?
Yeah. Like we've definitely jammed some live chords, or just like had four chords that we knew that like kind of worked between the four of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then like kind of would come to halfway through the set, and then I'd look at either our old bass player, Miroki, and just go, all right, what should we do? Mm-hmm. And then he was just like, all right, jump into some random groove, and then we're just like.
Is he opening for Benny?
Yeah, he's over in Oz at the moment.
Right now,
Mux.
Yeah,
wow,
this is dope.
Which is cool.
what a great tour to jump on.
Oh, for sure.
I know.
Yeah,
it's awesome. Mm. Just been watching all the like stories. And
is he from Raglan as well?
Yeah. Oh, he grew up in Rags.
Reiki actually lives with him.
It's my flatty, and he doesn't pay rent on time.
No.
But no, he's over there for like 8 weeks.
Oh yeah, nice.
Yeah, so he's got a solid stint over there with Benny, and then with, I think he's got a few solo gigs as well.
Yeah,
cool.
Sick.
Sounds like a musical house.
Yeah, it's fun. I've got like
creative house.
Yeah, him and I've got two other mates, but they're painters, mm-hmm. Ziggy and Kieron. So they just they do the art, and they've done a few of our art covers and
for our singles,
a few of Miroki's art covers as well for singles and EPs that we've put out, or EP not EPs, we don't have EPs.
Only one.
Now, what would you guys like to play next?
Should we jump into?
Pretty much our new single. This was mine and Moodock's like bass song that we would that we listened to, and we were like, let's make a tune similar to this one, and that's what Attention is kind of inspired by.
Yeah.
Breakbot, Baby I'm Yours.
Yep.
Okay, let's go.
Yo.
I thought I had it all together, but I was led astray the day you walked away. You were the clock that was ticking in my heart. Changed my state of mind when love's so hard to find. Your feelings changed like the weather. Went from clear to gray, all that night and day.
You can shoot us a text to 53905 if you have any questions or comments. We just had a "this is great" triple exclamation mark come through to 53905. So
mean.
Reiki and
Kaya.
Kaya. I knew I was going to get caught up on that at some point. From Messiah. Here in studio, guest selecting some music. I mean, we could crack into another tune if you want.
Yeah.
I mean, what have you guys got lined up and... why would you like to play this song?
This next one is Silk Sonic, Smoking Out the Window, and this was the song. This was the song that was used as a mixing reference for our new single, Attention. Yeah.
Yeah. When Silk Sonic. Like, for someone who's not spent any time in the studio ever, mm-hmm. What point does that take place? The mixing reference.
So pretty much like the mixing reference is just like it gives the mixer a guide to kind of the overall sound that you want from the track
instruments and
overall sound that you want.
So the mixing takes place after everything has been recorded?
You track all your guitars, instruments and all down, and then you go in and get a mixer to come and mix it, and you give them that track, and then you send it off to be mastered as well. I think that, just those three processes.
Who did your mixing and mastering?
For Attention?
Mm-hmm.
Mixing with Mike.
Yeah.
This dude from the States.
Oh, yeah.
He's like it's so funny. I had a little yarn with him like on Zoom, and he's like the Bob Ross of like mixing.
Yeah,
he's like so fluffy and light and funny, but he's like he's this old geezer from California.
Nice. Yeah.
He's from California.
Oh, he's from like a little surf island.
No,
like,
surf town.
Surf.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's like it's like in the middle of nowhere, mm-hmm.
away but
it's
on from the coast. San Fran. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, but he's a crack up dude. Mixing with Mike.
Yeah.
You spend like an hour talking about Raglan.
Yeah. We're just comparing like surf different surf town info. Yeah.
But yeah, he mixed and mastered, so, and he did a great job too, so yeah.
Excellent. Let's hear it.
Wait a minute, this love started off so tender, so sweet. But now she got me smoking out the window. Spent 35,000 up in Tiffany's.
Oh no!
Got a badass kids running around my whole crib like it's Chuck E. Cheese.
Whoa, whoa!
Put me in the jam with an X-Men in the UFC. Can't believe it. I'm in disbelief.
This bitch got me paying a rent, paying for trips. So cold, you got me out here.
Smoking out the window.
Smoking out the window.
Singing, how could she do this to me?
How could she do this to me?
Oh, I thought that girl belonged to only me.
But I was
night she was gripping on me tight, screaming Hercules. Got me in the club looking for a new love, someone help me please. Baby, why you doing this? Why you doing this to me, girl? Not to be dramatic, but I wanna die. This bitch got me paying a rent, paying for trips, diamonds on her neck, diamonds on her wrist. Here I am all alone,
all alone.
I'm so cold, I'm so cold.
Into the studio in the next couple of weeks. What's the plan after that? Get the album obviously mixed and mastered, and then
yeah,
are you guys starting to think about spring and summer?
I think we're actually tuning in to a tour.
Oh yeah, so
I don't know the
date. So the date officially,
our manager slash dad has sussed us some gigs for the winter. Mm-hmm. I don't know when they are.
North Island, South Island.
Everywhere, national tour. So because of, we had a summer tour lined up, obviously because of the traffic light system, it all got cancelled. Mm-hmm. And so instead, we decided to lock in, write an album, release our first album, coming out in June, and so the following month, July, will be the we'll be going on tour whole month of July, Auckland, Whangarei, Dunners, Christchurch, Rags,
mm-hmm.
Tauranga, Wellington. I think those are the main places we'll be hitting, and it's pretty much just to celebrate the release of our album. So it'll be an album tour. So that's coming in July. Yeah.
Excuse me if I've already talked about this, because we've been having multiple conversations on air and off air, but you guys rattled off a couple of festivals that you did hit this summer. Was there a favourite that you managed to play? Was there somewhere that you played that had just like the best vibe?
No, not Sundown.
Probably my personal was probably Soundsplash. Mm. Because number one, it was last minute. One of their international bands pulled out, couldn't get in the country, so we got put in, and it was like a real early slot, like 4:30, and all our mates. Oh, actually, 4:20 blows up. And all our mates and whānau were there, and we actually played Tora. Actually, sorry. Tora was a favorite.
Oh, Tora. Actually, no.
Sorry,
100%.
I forgot about Tora.
Tora Bombora.
I don't
want to like inject myself into this situation, but I would love to go to that festival. I haven't been, but
that's so cool. The what they got going down there is like pretty on, you know. Yeah. I think it's like 1500 cap. BYO alcohol, just real loving fun vibes.
The thing is, if you give an audience, you know, the opportunity to be respectful and like give them a bit of trust, they generally behave like that.
It's
amazing. You give someone a bit of leash.
Yeah,
like just so good.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely, it was just such awesome yours? Vibes. Yeah, for sure. Toilet Bombora.
I fully forgot.
And like, you're playing, or like, you're either camping or playing right, maybe about 100 meters from the beach.
Mm. And like, no reception.
Yeah, no reception. It's real nice. Yeah. So secluded.
Like, you're actually
there. Just there in for there. The festival.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that was cool. But
Okay, rad. Well, we're on the Wellington tip. Kinda. Should we play this Fat Freddy's?
Bit of Freddy.
Any reason why you guys have chosen this? Just other than it being an absolute massive monster tune.
Classic.
Classic. And I feel like we look up to Freddy's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've definitely put a little mark on myself and
same. And Kai as well. Definitely one of the top NZ artists I do love.
Yeah. Can't buy. Let's hit it.
Your name in the moonlight, what's your name in the street, babe?
That is a certified stone cold classic.
Yes, agree.
Now, you were saying off here that you're doing some stuff with Moo from Fat Freddy's Drop.
I am, is
that
yeah.
Can we talk about that on air? No.
Yeah.
It's been some shoulders getting shrugged.
It's been a 2-year process. So it's
solo.
Been yeah, this project. Is this is for solo project. But yeah, I've been down and been jamming with Moo from Freddy's, and he's a ledge. He's crack up as. He doesn't say a lot, but when he talks he just cracks jokes most of the time. And but yeah, it's been an ongoing thing for the last few years, but hopefully trying to just wrap it all up for this year, and like kind of giving it till the end of the year to kind of release and generate and tour.
Yeah, so pretty much once we're done with the album stuff,
with the Messiah stuff,
Ricky can spread his wings and fly into a solo.
Let the album generate and flow and kind of
do its thing
for a year, I reckon, and then hopefully my EP and a few other project EPs
for sure.
Yeah, generate over and I'm excited as for it. I'm like, it's just been.
Hey, what if you were gonna try and summarize some of the things you've learnt from working with a musician like Moo? What if like 2 or 3 points? What have you learnt?
I've learned to not be shy. One, that's definitely one. Like, from when I first went there and I was like, oh my God, I'm working with this amazing fucking producer. Sorry.
That's right.
I'm working with this producer and I was not necessarily standoff, but I was really shy to give my ideas, just afraid to get shut down. And then he kind of brought it around and was like, nah, bro, I need some more things to work with. Just
like,
so
kept pushing you?
Yeah, kept pushing me to just kind of bring more out of myself. And I thought that was awesome. And the other thing I learned from him mainly was to like get your vocal tracks sounding perfect. Mm-hmm. Because him and Dallas, he told me that Dallas won't leave like the vocal booth until his like vocals are perfect, even if it's like take 100. He's done like they've been in the session and it's been like a take 150 and he's still just like, nah, I don't want it, that's not it. And I'm just so he's real in there for getting the right take. And another point from that mission is
I feel like those are both pretty powerful points.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Like, what else did I learn from him?
Don't be shy and do good vocals.
Yeah, make sure you're on the tee.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of great vocals, we've got some Anderson .Paak lined up.
Yeah, ooh. The Waters. Mm-hmm. Good old The Waters. This is a great tune.
That was Kai's tune. Why'd you give us this tune, Kai?
To be honest, just the drums, like... I like Anderson .Paak as a drummer, but I also this was influence for our new release track too. And like The Waters, it's the song is about like the struggles of making it into like I guess the fame, like on your way to being I guess famous. It's like the struggles of getting there and finding those people in the inner circles and blah blah blah. And it's with BJ the Chicago Kid, so great tune.
Tried to tell niggas in 2012, nigga, working hand to hand and no avail. Volume one was too heavy for you frail niggas, so I got lean like codeine and pills. It's the visionary in the vintage Chevy. It's been a while, but wow, you still care. Free Nash till they pass out obituaries in bold caps. Your bitch ass was not there. And I could do anything but move backwards. The hardest thing is to keep from being distracted. My big sister still claiming me on the taxes. Tell Uncle Sam I just need a second to add this. Gave my mama 10 racks and she packed and went to chew mash with it. Could dribble the worth and gave me half of it. Half of it I tucked in the back of the air mattress. A quarter stash was stashed in the box with the Air Maxes. The rest got lost in sacks with my wife in no BM. Whack niggas dropping links in my DM. Bad bitches up and down in nigga TL. I'm glad that you finally made it to the future, but you late and the price is through the motherfucking roof. If you want, you could wait outside the building. I ain't taking no more meetings.
Stepped in the water. The water was cold. She knew my body, but not my soul.
I bring you greetings from the First Church of Boom Baptist, United Fellowship of Free Nationals. Residing pastor is Die Pack, and the First Lady is a bad bitch with slanted eyelids and thick asses, sunglasses. Martin Luther King fan for you bitch niggas sweating on my patent leather. Pressure turn his featherweight into a Cinderella. I ain't seen the ground in days since I grew with fellas. You do one better. Word to the liquor that killed my grandpa liver. I know you finally live proud of niggas smiling. For every 100 niggas that came and gone missing, only a handful will go the distance. I swear I seen this shit coming as if I was living up under the plumbing while niggas was riffing and mumbling about what they could do. I was kicking gumbo, whipping the voodoo. I was in the jungle running with Zulus. We was looking past the struggle while life was moving so fast. You had to be shoppers again soon. To the top of the food group, doing what I want and how I should too.
Dora is trying to explain to the crowd that what made this race possible is underneath this hood. Take a look at this.
Awesome. Hey, thank you very much, Ricky and Kaya.
Thanks
Messiah.
For having us.
Yeah. Cheers for having us.
So, you know the drill, 95BFM listenership. Just keep an eye out. You guys are hitting the studio. You'll have an album out soonish.
Yep,
and
very soon.
Some shows all over Aotearoa.
Yeah, just we keep out for the announcements. Watch our space on our socials. Well, Messiah Band.
The best channel?
Either Instagram or Facebook. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We also have our own website, messiahband.com, if you want to grab some merch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also announcements are on there too. So everything will be rolling soon. Yeah.
Stay tuned. We've got a music video for Attention coming out this Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen in. Watching.
Anything you want to mention about this particular track?
What's it about? Well, you know, like, what's the idea? give us some info.
Lab on.
Attention.
But, Attention is pretty much a track about going to an event or a party, so to say, and just trying on your moves to some pretty lady. And all man. and just being confident in yourself and
make the move.
Yeah, you
move
make the move.
Move.
Don't wait.
You
make the move, brother
want.
Or sister. Attention.
Yeah. Attention.
Get on up.
All right. Cheers, dudes.
Cool. Yeah.
Here we go.
Anything bad. sundown. The look you gave at me realized we could groove under the moonlight, dance all through the night.
Cooking, supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.